Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. Our guest this week is Henrietta, New York's Brenda Jeanne Gregorio. She's helping sick kids overseas get medical care.
I'm an advocate for critically ill children that are at risk, victims of violence, in particular right now with the Syrian children, children that have been injured, both physically and emotionally traumatized. And basically, I get a call from the UN or from Doctors Without Borders or one of those organizations, and they ask me to come, and I transport the children into a safe area and find doctors to help them.
Brenda, do you have a medical background?
I have no medical background, no credentials. That's what makes this so easy. I'm out of the way. The Lord gets the glory for everything. My part in this equation is that I'm very stick-to-itive. I don't take no for an answer. I don't go away very easy. And the Lord has shown me, truly, without me, you can do nothing. I mean, there's no contest. I have nothing to offer but who He created me to be.
You sound like a wonderful package of spunkiness.
Well, yeah, I guess.
That's part of it.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's really, you know, the Lord told me a long time ago, we tried to change our personality, and I tried to become a ballerina, and I was really a bull in a china shop. And, you know, my mother finally put me in tap dancing because it's just a personality that the Lord has given me. And the Lord said, I don't want to change your personality. It's your character I'm after.
Yeah. So He made that personality. Yeah. And He's refining the character.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah.
That's excellent. So how did this get started?
Oh, my. Okay. After I got saved, I kind of didn't fit in my church. That's the only way I could describe it. I loved all the ladies. You know, this one was a pastor's wife. This one was a women's teacher. This one ran the bookstore. This one ran the nursery. But I just never seemed to fit in. When I went to Israel for the first time with my church, I felt like I was at home. I just had this overwhelming sense of being where I belonged. And so I basically kept going back, and I started visiting the local churches and then wanting to be there, wanting to help. And I got involved with the persecuted church, and I started transporting persecuted believers out of dangerous areas. That's how it started. And then I went to Jordan because my visa ran out and I didn't want to come back to the U.S. And then when I was over there, I guess I'd gotten a reputation for being a transporter, and there was a man down in Karak, which is one of the indigenous villages, and he had five mothers with five dying babies in his basement, and he said the army had just given permission for them to come across the border to Israel for medical care, and would I bring them? And that's how it started. So I followed the first child all the way to the hospital, and my heart was just broken for this seven-month-old that was dying. And I went back and followed up, and I took an Arabic-speaking friend with me. This was an Iraqi child, and we got into the intensive care unit. The doctors talked to me. We got to pray over this child. And when we were leaving that day, there were other mothers from other areas, like from Uganda, I think one was, and one was from Gaza. And they asked us to pray for their children, and very quickly we went on fast forward, and we actually saw a child healed. So that's how it started.
Wow,
so
and how has this changed your life and your lifestyle?
Well, it is my life now. Things grow strangely dim when I return to the U.S., and when I am here, it's always about, Lord, when do you want me to go back? And, you know, the scriptures are my roadmap. A long time ago, I knew that I just didn't fit in a lot of places, and I would be reading my Bible, and then the words would just jump out at me. And He told me, especially, you know, Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you, a future and a hope. And then I started reading in the Psalms about, like, our feet will stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. And then I got really excited about that. And then I went to Jerusalem, and then the Lord, the first thing he told me that was to tarry in Jerusalem till you be endowed with power from on high. I grieved over that because I couldn't stay. I had my mother with me. I was on a tour with my church, and I grieved, and I came home, and I wept, and I wept. And he sent me back. In the Gulf War, I was there as a volunteer. And when that war was over, I came back to the U.S., and I resigned my job in New York as a banker. And I started going back to Israel. So it's been my life ever since.
Wow. Thank you for your willingness.
Well, I was compelled. It was something much bigger than me.
How do you provide for yourself?
I pray. You know, the Lord puts it on people's heart to help when they hear what I say. I had a man that heard me at dinner talking to some doctors in Israel, and he waited at the door. And when I walked out, he said, I want you to know what you said touched my heart. And he ended up sending the capital gains on a house that he sold. He sent it. And I said, please don't send it to me. I don't know what to do with it. And so he sent it to the church. And he ended up paying for a child's surgery. And, you know, I don't have anything. I would go down on my knees because I would get these whopping illnesses. I mean, children that had legs blown off, you know, amputees, and children with genetic disorders that were dying, imminently dying, and the families are looking at me like I am God, and I'm crying on my knees and said, Lord, you know, I'm not you. I can't heal them. I'm not a doctor. I can't treat them. And I'm not a philanthropist. I can't pay for it. All I can do is talk for them. You open the door, I'll go through it. And I never know. And that's the beauty of it, because I have doctors ask me, who are you? Who sent you here? And especially dealing with the Muslim population, I say, I prayed. And they look at you, okay, let me ask you again, who are you? And they think I'm somebody, and I'm not. I laugh so much now because I know it's him.
That's Henrietta, New York's Brenda Gian Gregorio. She's helping sick kids overseas get needed medical attention. Join us next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.